Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to the show. My name is Tori Idiot Box Radio. Hopefully you know that by now, coming from the mean streets of Geelong, Victoria, Australia. Woody Woot, Shamu the Whipple, salting the fruit, and getting to the point. Being your friend when others won't, saying the things that others don't. This is me, this is Tori. You can subscribe to the show straight through the Apple Podcast page if you so choose, and I'm still trying to get on that Spotify. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, guys. I'm so not technically proficient, but I am a man of action, so never fear, Tori's here, and I'm just trying to rhyme with something dear. I did it. So you can get in touch with the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can also join the Idiot Box Radio fan club on Facebook if you choose to. And that'll be a great way that I can interact with you on. And also, if you've got wacky ideas for the show, I'd love to know what they are. So please do get in touch. And if there's something that gels with my own experience, then absolutely we will bitch about that. Your show is not safe for work, just in case it's the first time that you've listened to it and you're wondering, just the dulcet tones, the vocabulary, and the utter horror of my voice are all coming together so beautifully. And I'm here to tell you that that is the way things will be from here on out. You learn the hard way, don't you, folks, about people who are your friends. It's a really difficult lesson to learn, and something that I'm ashamed to say recently I experienced. This happened in a supermarket. I thought everyone was my friend in a supermarket. We're all in there doing a dual thing, and I didn't realize it, quite to my dismay, that supermarkets are even better than what I thought. In addition to them being places that where you can get the food, because I like food, have you noticed that society is really fat? But in the places that I get food, I just thought, well, we're all there doing the same thing, so we must all be friends. It's sort of like when you go into a comic book shop and there's only one comic left, but you know you like the comic, so surely the other people at the comic book shop won't covet it as their own. They would allow you to have it. But I'm at the supermarket, I'm not at the comic book shop, though I have been reading comics lately. I've been reading a lot of Batman trade paperbacks. I love me some Dark Knight. It's amazing. Batman, awesome. All right, but I digress, and I am salting the fruit, Shamut the Whipple, and that is a term from a long time ago. Thank you for listening. I am Tori, and I don't digress. I get straight to the point. Having said all that, I am at the supermarket. I will paint this picture as voraciously as possible, so as you can feel the full intensity of my rage and the way that I feel at any given point in time, because I do want you to have understanding of that. I'm at the supermarket. I'm in the cold produce section, you know, where the vegetables and all that sort of gear are. You know, recently at a German-owned supermarket, I bought a bag of grapes. They looked all right. By the time I got home, they were totally brown. The supermarket said, oh, we're terribly sorry. You can bring them back. And I thought, how about you just bring the supermarket to me? You lazy cunts. I'm not the one that fucking had the supermarket come to me in the first place. I went to the supermarket, bought your shitty food, and now you tell me I can take it back for a refund? What if I don't want to go back? Because I've already made that trip. In my mind, I've already done something. I think I might have a little bit of autism or OCD or something like that. And I say that without comedic reasoning, though I will make fun of myself because I have fucking meltdowns if things don't go the way that I think they're going to go. Maybe that's a normal thing, maybe it's not, but it's the truth. Like if I go to a place where I know they do grilled chicken, I really want that grilled chicken. They don't have chicken at the time that I want the chicken. Henry the chicken, fucking chicken. Then I lose my shit because not, you know, I don't get angry because I'm above that. I've worked in retail way too long and, you know, been betrayed by a friendly customer to do that to another person in a shop. But the truth of the matter is I do stand there gobsmacked because I don't know what the fuck to order. It's like, I went in for chicken. I went in for that scrumptious, juicy chicken and you don't have it here. And now I've got to choose something else off the menu. And they say, well, it's easy. There's stuff in the, you know, there's burgers, there's other bits and pieces. But I wanted fucking chicken. I had fucking chicken. In my fucking head before I went into this shop, and now it's not there, and I have to try to make a different decision, and that really throws me. And sometimes I can't even do it. I've just got to leave. I have gone home hungry because, and this is a fucking total mental thing on my part, I can't make myself process what to do if the food I wanted wasn't there, so I will go home hungry. I'm a fucking idiot, and this is Idiot Box Radio. Now that would have been really good if it was the start of the show, but it's actually probably about the midway mark. Getting back to what I was talking about in the first place, seeing that everyone in the supermarket's my friend when they're not, I'm learning that the hard way. Everyone's out for themselves. I saw this fucking woman, and I'll call her a woman. I'm not going to call her a lady. A lot of people go, oh, look at that lady. I'm very, very sorry. It's like a gentleman and a lady. They are terms that you have to earn. Just because you're walking around with a fucking vagina or a penis doesn't instantly make you one of the nobility. Let me tell you right now, I'm not putting a crown upon your head or your cock, and I'm not giving you a title you don't necessarily deserve. Titles are meant to be earned. I do believe just because you buy a square foot of land in Scotland does not really make you a lord. It means you're a fuckwit who bought money in a country that you're never going to fucking live in for a stupid certificate that you could have drawn up yourself or made in Photoshop or got your kids to make in fucking and MS Paint. Is that still a thing? In any case, I digress. I'm looking at this woman, and this woman's pushing this kid around, and like the kid, not in a rough way, not in a child abuse pushing the child around. In a, you know, the kid's in a fucking pram. Let me get to the point. The kid's in a pram, parents pushing, but the parent fucking pushed my buttons. I'm like, in Australia, our grapes are sold in bags, plastic bags. Dolphins love them, but they generally buy roughly a kilo weight. The price is there, and you just fucking take the bag that you like, that look the best of, up to the counter, and you'll pay for the weight of those grapes. No, not this bitch. She had her own plastic bag, so now we're doubling down on plastic bags, and she's emptying out their plastic bags into her plastic bags, and then making up her own amounts. I don't fucking get it, but at the end of the day, it means that grapes get thrown out. Do you like grapes? I certainly do. I don't mind red ones, but I prefer green ones. Green ones, I think they call them white ones. In any case, not the ones used for wine, but the ones that you can buy at the supermarket for general eating. We're very lucky in Australia. We've got a great range of fresh fruit and vegetables. Generally, it's fairly affordable by comparison to some of the places in the world that I have been to. For example, when I was in Japan, I paid $13 for a fucking apple. It was a delicious apple, and I didn't know their currency, so I paid it, cringing afterwards, but that apple was delicious. And even though, I'll say for the sake of the story, it was a Fuji apple, it was nowhere near the mountain. Going back to Warren Pond Shopping Center, just happened today, in fact, got me angry, got me wanting to be on the microphone, like a microphone fiend, like Eric B. and Rakim. But basically, this fucking, I will call her a bitch at this point, and it's not because, you know, I don't call women that, and they have to earn the title, same as men being called a bastard or an utter fucking cunt. You've got to earn the title. You've got to fucking put your gloves on and fight for those ones. And she earned the title bitch. And I'll explain why, and you'll agree with me, and then you'll give her the title of that as well, because we never know her real name, because I did not go over there and ask for it. But this fucking bitch, right? Bitch, maybe she's just teaching me something about fucking supermarket life that I didn't know. Maybe, now I'll throw this at you because it did happen. She emptied all the fucking grapes from several bags, so picking the best bits out, and put them in a separate plastic bag that you can fucking rip off this dispenser in the fruit section. You may have seen them before, depending on where you live in the world, and hopefully you don't use them because it's just more plastic. More plastic that we don't know what to do with. Here you go, dolphin. Here you go, flipper. Why don't you have yourself a fucking sandwich made out of fucking plastic, because we don't know what we're doing with it. Just dump it in the ocean. In fact, why don't we send it all off to Indonesia and dump it all in Bali at Kuta Beach, you know, so as that beautiful pristine beach is utterly wrecked. Did you know, sad but true, during COVID-19 pandemic, which we're currently still experiencing, though at 6:30 tonight they're going to relax the law regarding wearing masks. I'm still going to wear a mask, just to let you know, but it's entirely up to you. These laws have been relaxed. So as of today, Friday the 26th of March 2021, you won't have to wear a mask. Even at my workplace, well, you know, I'm off work at the moment, but even in retail areas, you won't have to wear a mask. It's fucking perplexing. I don't get it. But in any case, this bitch, getting back to the point, because I like to tell the story and keep it succinct, she's filled up her bag with all the grapes from other bags, thereby leaving a ton of bags filled with shitty grapes that no one will ever want, which makes me quite sad because grapes need loving too. But the thing that got me really angry was the fact that after putting her fucking stinking COVID-ridden hands into several bags and then leaving the contents there, she's proceeded to eat grapes out of the bags that you're meant to be purchasing, treating it like her own variable smorgasbord. Now, is that a thing? I don't know. Can I reach behind the fucking counter at the deli at the supermarket, help myself to some slices of some Straz or, you know, some Virginia ham? Hey, can I obviously reach behind the counter without asking and just help myself? In fact, I'm going to use the meat slicer. I'm going to go and get that fucking big lump of prosciutto that's there because I like that meat. I'm going to slice myself off maybe 50 slices and walk around the supermarket eating it. As long as I eat it within the confines of the supermarket, apparently I don't have to pay for it. That's what this cunt, see, she just got fucking promoted. This is what this cunt was doing, fucking eating grapes. And the thing that did bring me great joy, in case you didn't know this, and if you're one of these pricks who actually does this thing where you walk around a fucking supermarket eating stuff as though you own the fucking place, let me give you the hot tip. For the most part, you don't own the supermarket. If you do, good on you, must have worked hard, and I don't begrudge you that small victory, in which case everything's yours and you can eat away your profits all day long if you choose to. But one thing I am going to tell you about grapes, folks, is that when this fucking cunt was fucking sticking her fucking COVID riddled fucking licking fingers into the bags and she's eating the grapes straight out of there, you may not know this, but grapes are actually fucking covered with shit that you're meant to wash off before you put them in your mouth. It's called sulfur. Guess what? Sulfur is a natural fertilizer and it's not that good for you. That's that white shit that goes all over grapes. You're meant to wash it off in order to get the full fucking beautiful sweetness of a freshly picked grape. So this fucking mole, this bitch, this cunt, is actually filling her fucking head full of sulfur, and all I wanted was just for a small ignition, a spark perhaps, to ignite her and spontaneously combust her and burn her to the ground as she tried to eat another free grape. What the fuck? What preposterous fucking personality type do you have to be that you think you can walk into a fucking supermarket helping yourself like you're the fucking king of the heap, you fucking dopey bitch? Not me. Not me, sir. I will actually fucking go and pay for my shit before I start eating it. What a fucking weird thing to do. Actually pay for the shit that I want to eat because some poor fucker had to go and fucking grow that thing off a vine. I don't know how to do that shit. I may as well make sure they get fucking paid for it. Pay this fucking conglomeration supermarket to pay the grower shitty fucking earnings so as I can keep eating grapes whenever I want throughout the year. Isn't that weird in that nowadays they've got that many preservatives and things that you can eat stuff when it's out of season? It's just a weird observation. It's one that we may explore another time. But yeah, going back to the woman helping herself, not cool, bitch, not cool. I do hope that you spontaneously combust at some stage for your sins, because at the end of the day, you're not meant to steal, and in case you don't know it, you're nothing but a fucking thief. Idiot Box Radio out.